Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat. Hey everybody, what's up? This is Pat Flynn and welcome to episode 15 of Ask Pat. I'm always happy to be here to answer your online business and blogging questions 5 days a week. Hope you're doing awesome. Today I want to mention today's show is brought to you by Longtail Pro. This is a tool that I use to help me with search engine optimization, search engine competitiveness, and also finding those hidden keywords within your niche around your blog that you should be targeting. Again, Longtail Pro by my buddy Spencer Hawes. Great guy. My affiliate link for that is smartpassiveincome.com/longtailpro. And of course, we're talking about SEO today. So we have a question from Tony about link juice. So let's hear from Tony right now.
Hey, Pat, this is Tony from overthatgamefrom.com, and my question is in regards to links. I recently listened to you talk about how using follow links is like poking holes in your juice box. If that's the case, does it ever make sense to use follow links? I recently listened to Spencer Hawes talk about how when he introduced affiliate lists to his site, his Google rankings tanked. So his solution to fix that was that he made his entire page no follow. Could he have got his rankings back by just introducing no follow links instead of making the whole page no follow? Let me know. Thanks.
Tony, thank you so much for your question. And for those of you listening, you might not really understand what Tony was referencing. And he's talking about something I mentioned a long time ago. I would say maybe 2.5 to 3 years ago, actually, on my other blog, smartpassiveincome.com. I talked a lot about SEO then because I did a lot of experiments with SEO. And he's talking about when I mentioned that your website is sort of, you can envision it like a juice box. And within your website, you know, you can do internal linking where you link to other articles on your own site, or you can do external linking. And that's linking to sites outside of your own site. And whenever you share an external link, it's sort of like poking a hole in your juice box. And so, you know, you poke a hole in your own juice box with that external link and leak juice will sort of leak out of there. And that sort of decreases the sort of authority or the power of that particular page or your website, depending on where you're leaking that juice to. And, you know, some of those leaks are better than others, I guess. But, you know, that was a few years back. So much stuff has changed with Google and search engine optimization since then. It's hard to keep up. And I do try to read and stay with the times with SEO. But to be honest, like, I'm not an expert at this. And it's, I mean, things change so often. It's like, I don't care anymore. You know, I want to build a business where I don't have to rely on Google search in order to be successful, right? I want to build a business where I don't need to rely on Google search in order to be successful. And you know, just things are always changing. There was Penguin and Panda, and there's what's next, like Pterodactyl, or I don't even know what's going to happen next. And that's the thing. We don't know what's going to happen next. So, you know, when it comes to link juice and stuff there, I mean, in SEO in general, there are just basic rules that I follow that I feel will always stay the same. And I don't even worry about that other stuff. And that's why, for those of you who are following along with Niche Site Duel 2.0, which you can get more information on at nichesiteduel.com, you know, I created a niche site a while back using a bunch of, you know, gray hat SEO strategies, and they worked. You know, they worked back then. And that's when I started talking a lot about SEO, but then things changed. You know, those techniques don't work quite as well as they used to now. And now I'm doing a second niche site, and I'm publicly sharing everything that happens. This is on foodtrucker.com, building a niche site for people in the food truck resource, or a resource for people in the food truck industry. And I'm taking a completely different approach. And I'm just following these basic SEO rules that I followed on smartpassiveincome.com, because on Smart Passive Income, I didn't really care about SEO. I just did these basic rules, and just over time, I've been found in search. And the same thing is already happening with foodtrucker.com. And so these are the sort of basic SEO rules that I follow, and I always suggest people follow, and then not even worry about all those other stuff. I mean, yes, those other things are important, and you can highly focus on those, and you can get sort of ninja with some of those tactics. But, you know, like I said, who knows what's gonna happen next? But these things are sort of always the things that I do that I feel will always come into play. So the first thing is, you know, if you're gonna be targeting a keyword, make sure you place that keyword in optimal places. For instance, the title of that article. Or if you're targeting a specific keyword for your website, it should be in, if possible, the domain name. And even then, that's not even that important anymore. But at least in the title of your page and in any sort of metadata, like the meta description of your site, or for a particular blog post or page, you want to always manually enter the meta description and put those keywords in there naturally, because, you know, you don't want to just write for search engines. You want to write for people too. And that's sort of where Google has been heading. They want to become as human as possible when it comes to providing search engine results for you. You can also include keywords as well. A lot of plugins like, you know, Yoast's SEO plugin, or the all-in-one SEO plugin for WordPress, it gives you a spot to insert keywords. And I still enter keywords for my articles, you know, my primary, secondary, and tertiary keywords that I feel are related to that article. And I don't spend too much time trying to decide what those keywords are. It's sort of just, you just sort of know. And, you know, you can't really get it wrong. Nothing bad's going to happen if you put in the wrong keywords. But you should have some sort of idea of what the main keywords are that your article's about. And the thing is, Google doesn't even look at those anymore, because back in the day, people were putting keywords in that didn't relate to those articles and were getting ranked for those non-related keywords. So Google doesn't even look at those anymore. But Bing does, and Yahoo does. And you can't not pay attention to those search engines as well, because you will get a few hits here and there. And because a lot of people don't optimize for those other search engines, that's a really quick way that you can perhaps get ahead of the competition on these sort of secondary and third level search engines. I always also make sure to categorize and tag my articles as well. And I also, you know, this is the tip for you, Tony, when it comes to, you know, link juice and having link leakage or link juice leaking out of your site. Any affiliate links that I have, I always try to make no follow. So those are no follow affiliate links. It's sort of a, you know, if you don't know what that means, you know, then don't worry about it. You don't even really need to worry about it. But affiliate links, I will no follow, just so that link juice doesn't pass through to sites that may not be trusted. And, you know, Google has certain thoughts about, you know, affiliate pages and landing pages and those sorts of things. Some other rules that I sort of play with are including, you know, high quality media on blog posts that relate to those keywords that I'm targeting. So I'll include YouTube videos, whether they're YouTube videos that I create myself or YouTube videos that I find that would be helpful for people who read that article that relate to that keyword as well. Also, you can embed SlideShare. If you go to slideshare.net, you can find some great slideshows that you can also embed on your websites as well. And, you know, just adding as much value as you can to your articles, because you want your articles to be epic. Those are the things that get ranked high. Those are the things that really get shared, right? That, I mean, I would much rather have people share articles of mine than be ranked really high in Google. I mean, obviously both would be awesome, and they both go kind of hand in hand because, you know, Google's looking to show off the best stuff. But I would much rather focus on writing for people and having those things shared. And so that's my answer. And if you're listening to this and you're like, Pat, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know SEO. I just do the basics, and I don't care about all that other stuff. I let my articles and my research and my writing and my connection to my audience and the relationship I build with them, I let that do the marketing for me. And I don't even want to play these games anymore with Google. I just do the basic stuff. And you know what? I'm still getting ranked really high for a lot of the things I talk about. But if you do want to read more about SEO and you want to get into sort of that sort of thing, I recommend going to moz.com/blog. That's where I read a lot about SEO and things that are happening in the industry. Rand Fishkin writes there and a lot of other great people. So that's moz.com/blog. That's my answer. So, you know, I would love to hear your comments. If you are an SEO expert and you want to give Tony some help or anybody else out there who wants to understand more about link juice and all that stuff, I mean, just play it natural, guys. Like, just write. I mean, I'm going to actually end with a quote that just sums this all up quite nicely. But before I mention that, I want to re-mention Longtail Pro, smartpassiveincome.com/longtailpro. That I still use, and I use that almost every day when I write new articles. And I use that to discover what else I should be writing about, especially with my niche sites. Okay, so I'm targeting these keywords. What other keywords should I write? And I think I mentioned also semrush.com. That's another great resource, and that one is free. But here's a quote by Neil Patel that I want you to just think about. He says, write, and he actually said this in smartpassiveincome.com/session67, which was episode 67 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Neil Patel said, write about what people want. Search engines will eventually catch up. So think about that. Write for the people. Search engines will figure it out. All right. Take care. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat.
Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.